Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I want to talk about my completely free digital immersion setup. So digital immersion, as in you are getting full access to the language without necessarily having to go to the country, does not mean you have to pay for yet another subscription. You know, I'm a big fan of trying to get your subscriptions down, and you can actually build the environment around the language you're learning using your devices and the access that you already have. So as an example, I'm doing this for my Irish at the moment, and everything I'm going to mention in this episode is completely free and it will work for most other languages. And I'm not looking for one perfect resource that does everything. I really want my Irish to be easier to just bump into throughout my ordinary life, and I'm building a system for it that I can use for the other languages as I'll continue working on them. So the first thing is TV. Now, there's obviously a TV in my family home in Ireland, but I actually prefer watching television on my computer. I travel a lot, so having one consistent setup on a device that comes with me makes far more sense for how I actually live. I still plug my laptop into a TV, but I don't use the regular cable or antenna or whatever it is. What I do is I use something called an IPTV application. That's just the letters IPTV. And what it does is it brings together international TV channels to a program on your computer. Which program you use depends on your system. Just search for our IPTV program for your operating system and you'll find something. So for Irish, I can watch TG Cahart or TG4 in that setup. I've also found Euronews in multiple languages, France 24, DW, Rai for Italian, and plenty of other for all the languages I'm personally interested in. There's also music channels and even religious channels if you're into that. Typically, I prefer news. The exact selection depends on where you are and what the service makes available, but there's a bunch of them, especially news, that are available for every country, regardless of where you're physically located. There's lots more regional channels that if you're already in the country, they won't be blocked. And sometimes if you want to test it through a VPN, that might also work. You don't even need an IPTV application to get started. It's just one place where I can happen to access many, many different things if I want to switch between languages. But official TV and newspaper websites usually have plenty of free material on their own websites or on their own YouTube channels that you can typically search for the most popular media companies in the country that speaks your language. You'll find loads of free stuff online. And for plenty of people, that's the simplest option. I just like to have one big database that I can put everything into. The next is free reading material. So like I said, you can go to websites as well. You'll find plenty for that. But believe it or not, your library card can do a lot more than you would imagine. And again, this is relevant for me while I'm traveling because I want something to be portable. You don't have to physically go into a library, but if you have a library card, and you'll have that if you're a resident pretty much anywhere. I've had library cards in both Ireland and in Spain and in the United States. But many, many library cards come with free access to a bunch of things that you can get through your computer or typically through an app that you can use on your phone or a tablet or anything like that. My hometown library in Ireland gives me access to newspapers, books, and audiobooks completely free. And this is through an app called Burrowbox in Ireland. But while I was living in the US, I used an app called Libby. And for Irish in particular, there are two newspapers that I get completely for free, which you would typically pay for, but I'm completely legally able to download them whenever I want. One is called Pawpair and the other is called Seachtain, which comes free every Wednesday in the Irish Independent. And so, yeah, that gives me reading material and I obviously can have listening material to go along with that without having to add any paid subscriptions. So library catalogs will vary. So I'm not going to say every library is going to have some kind of international database of lots of different languages, but it's worth checking out to see what you do have access. Since it is free, just sign up with your library card, like I said. The last thing is social media. And I have said this before, but I do recommend creating separate accounts for the language that you're learning and follow loads of accounts that use that language and watch and engage with their material. And the algorithm should show you a lot more of it. And making it in a separate account is very important because the algorithm learns about that and it doesn't get confused with your English language content. It's better to split up to a separate social media account. And if you'd like examples of specific accounts in your target language to follow, you can find my own version of those of that language's social media. And you can see who I'm following since I've done a lot of the work already to find interesting content creators for particular languages. For the specific language of the social media you want to find, just go to mynamebennylewis.com, scroll to the bottom, and you'll find my big list of all my social media accounts. So yeah, check that out. But otherwise, I hope this episode's given you some food for thought of several different ways that you can potentially get digital immersion and exposure in your target language completely free. So definitely look into the IPTV applications or just the websites and YouTube channels. Look into your library card and see if that gives you something. If you're currently abroad, you would actually find it relatively easy to get a library card in that country, and that'll open up a lot of stuff to you. Otherwise, use social media. Plenty of options for you. So let me know how that works. And otherwise, thanks as always for listening. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.